A dense morning, wars, oil shocks, and a fractured Congress. 13 consecutive nights of American airstrikes on Iran, oil crossing $100 a barrel, a House of Representatives that voted in the same week to fund a war and then to stop it. The week ending July 24, 2026, offered no shortage of major stories demanding simultaneous attention. The Iran conflict serves as the thread running through nearly every major news development. The oil shock, diplomatic maneuvering at the BRICS summit in Delhi, Secretary of State Rubio's meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov in Manila, and a reported U.S. notification to Israel about planned heavy bomber strikes on a site called Pickaxe Mountain. Beyond Iran, Ukraine's drone campaign has grown so aggressive that Russia has formally declared its own Black Sea waters unsafe, while a new U.S. Ukraine manufacturing deal will produce Ukrainian Magura naval drones on American soil. Latvia's prime minister is publicly accusing Putin of waging hybrid warfare along the border, and five people were killed in a shooting near the West Bank village of Tel. Domestically, a fracturing House Republican caucus, two Pentagon controversies, including allegations that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ousted senior officers for asking questions, and a report that four fallen soldiers' names were removed from the Defense Casualty Analysis System, round out a week of extraordinary institutional strain.